commentator has become acutely aware of a new, completely technologized collegiate generation. So on this post-spring break day, with a computerized iPod, hypnotized student body, now prepping for finals, here's a poem for today's collegiate captives. By the way, with the aid of former New York State Poet Laureate William Brung. Caught in the crush of mirror image imitation, the onrushing student herd hears naught. It's every eye focused on what each iPod god is preaching. Reaching souls, the whole essence of which is the switchless image. Everyone engrossed as one. No one veers from this parade, past parking lot and leaf-blown glade, attention fixed on what the Google glom imparts. Smart or not weighs little in this game of lockstep. In step with each other is the key. No high school prep or homeschool mothered faithfully oversee. Corner crossings, cobbled curb, present no special problems. Class is classless when this legion moves en masse. What's left behind, it's sad to say, someday may still be needed. Heedless now, they may yet waken to a day like one Bill Brunk succeeded in describing for the rank and file. It often happens when we're unaware. We learn it's been just where, if we had cared, we could have found it. Too tired to run, we yearn to be real, for something to find us that needs to be done.